Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Menachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is bringing learning B'schos Hashem Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find Rezivik Hagon, Bikarav Mamish. And we continue discussing the psul of Chutz L'Zmanoi, that if one of the avoidus of the Karban Mincha were done with a thought process that, let's say, it's going to be eaten or the Haktar is going to be done beyond the proper time frame it's allowed to be done in, that's Chutz L'Zmanoi, so then it's Pigol, and if one eats from it, they're Chayiv Kares. And a key that we had learned in the previous Perek was that we have to have the Matir brought properly. The thing that's Matir, the Mincha to be eaten, that has to be done properly, and then we could say that there's a psul of pigol. So Mishnah Aleph tells us, Hakam is the mincha lecho shi'areo el ha'akter kum tzol machar. He did a kmitza to the mincha with intention that he's going to eat the leftovers or be makter that kaimet tomorrow chutz l'zmanoi. So Ma'ani Rabbi Yosi b'zeshu pigol v'chavon al karis. Rabbi Yosi agrees in this case that it is pigol and won't be chayv karis for eating it. However, here's where Rabbi Yosi argues, l'ha'akter levoy nasa l'machar. Let's say he did the kmitza and his intention was that he's going to bring the levoina, the frankincense, the spice that's added later on, that he's going to bring that tomorrow, chutz l'zmanoi. So Rabbi Yosi Omer, he tells us, pasul v'ein by kares. It's pasul, but there's no kares. Whereas the chum argue that pigol v'chavon al kares. It's pigol, and one would be chayv kares for this. And Amrulai, the chum told Rabbi Yosi, mashan uzumin azevach. Why is this different than a regular karbon? If a person shechs a karbon with intention that he's going to be makter the emurim, the sacrificial parts, tomorrow, that's pigol, then why is that any different having this thought process by mincha regarding the levina? So Amrulai, Rabbi Yosi told them, shav zevach, dama yubsar v'emur of echad. An animal karbon, it's blood, meat and emurim are all considered like part of the karban. The sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach is matir, one to eat the meat and the emurim, so it's all considered like one. However, levaina inam in a mincha, levaina is not part and parcel of the mincha. It has to be brought along with it. But if for whatever reason he brought the levaina separately than the kmitza, it's still kosher, and therefore an improper thought of chutz l'zmanoi regarding the levaina does not make it pigol. It passels it, but it doesn't make it pigol. Moving on to Mishnah Beis with another machlokes as a chomer Rabbi Yosi, nothing to do with menachos, just regarding a psol of another karbon, shachat shnei kvasim lechol achas menachalas lamachar. Let's say he shechted the two kvasim, the two lambs that are shechted on Shavuos, and his intention was that he's going to eat one of the chalais tomorrow. We know that there's two chalais, and these are actually chametz that were brought on Shavuos as part of the karbonos on Shavuos, and so his thought process when he's shechting the two kvasim is that he's going to eat one of the chalais tomorrow. That's chutz l'zmanoi. Or, hikter shnei bazichin lechol echem nasudarm lamachar. Shnei bazichin is referring to two spoons of levaina frankincense that are brought along with the lechem upon him every single week, and these sedarim are basically the two stacks of lechem upon him. Each one is called a seder, so we have two sedarim, two stacks of lechem upon him, six and six. So when he was being makter the two bazichim, his thought process was that one of the sedarim, one of the stacks, is going to be eaten tomorrow. Rabbi Yosi says, "Oisa chalav ve'oisa seder shechishev alav pigol v'chayav anav kares v'asheni pasul ve'im bekares." It's only that chala or that seder that he thought about improperly. That's pigol, and one's going to be chayav kares for eating it. But the other one that he didn't think about is pasul, and he's not chayv karis for. However, Chama argued that no, zev pigol v'chayv and all of karis. Both are pigol, and one would be chayv karis for them. That's because all considered like one karbon. Now we have another machlekes. Nitmei sachas menachalos ayechem nasedarim. Let's say one of the chas became tamei, or one of the sedarim of lechem upon became tamei. So Yehuda Amar, he says shnei miyesul beis reifa. Both of them have to be burned shein karbon sibur chaluk, because we can't split a karbon sibur. These things aren't private; they're considered sibur, and therefore we can't split that half of it is this din and half of it is that din. So everything has to be burned, even the part that didn't become tamei. Whereas a chamar of the chum say no, hatamei b'tumase v'atari yachel. Whatever is tamei, and that's burned, but the tar part is still allowed to be eaten. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalid. Continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.